I didn't know the same thing.
It's random, everything and anything we talk. My heart's a
stereo. Okay, so in the previous episode, I didn't really talk about this beautiful woman I have been speaking with. Some of you would say, Daya, this voice sounds like something from heaven. Yeah, it's not just something from heaven. It's a voice that you have to reckon with. Now, this person is a digital creator. She's a doctor. Are you a doctor?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no. This is not the vibe we had in the previous episode. Now we're talking about the vibe. Now, and she's also a podcaster like I am. We call it Talk the Talk. What do you mean by Talk the Talk?
I guess we just talk. I think one of the things that you would observe about me when I speak is like I'm very blunt, so I just say it as
that
it
makes
is.
Two
so
of us
that's why that we're talking like unfiltered, so
We're talking unfiltered. Okay, so without wasting much time, the previous episode we're talking about contract marriage, and now we want to look a little bit deep. We were talking about it, but we didn't finish due to what I don't want to mention what the country is looking like, but, you know, you and I know what happened. So we're going to move straight to open relationship. And you were giving an analogy of a particular interview you saw. You want to remind us of that?
Oh, okay. I think I was trying to remember. Oh, yes. It was with this lady that has, she's in an open marriage with her husband. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking about the situation of the marriage. And my major takeaway was that the only thing that they have is just the fact that they're having sex outside of the marriage. Like, that's like the highlight. So she shares stories like, you know, sometimes her husband even hooks her up with some guys. Like, he sees a guy and he's like, wow, you and this guy will really hit it off. So throughout the interview, the only benefit that she could really highlight was the fact that she's able to explore all her sexual fantasies outside the marriage. There's no financial benefit. There's no, I don't want to bring finances into it, but like, there's no other benefit. So for me, what I was just receiving was that you could have just stayed single and just followed everybody that you wanted to follow. Because I don't understand their marriage where, I mean, if you think about the foundation of marriage, it's like an open marriage just trumps on that. Like, think about the whole essence of marriage. It's you deciding to be with somebody for the rest of your life, someone that you're going to choose to love, care for. And then we have this institution that says you can still love and care for this person while sleeping with other people.
Yeah, you know, it's... Shay, hold on. I get the whole hanger you have right now and, you know, it's spreading around. And it's just crazy how that sometimes when we say, will you marry me, it becomes, I see another person and I want to just say the same thing to that person. Don't you think it's the human nature that is causing all of this?
Yes, it is, but I think that is where discipline comes in. If you've ever, you know, if you've ever liked somebody before, if you've been in a relationship before,
I have.
I can even say that I have been in a relationship before where I started, someone else caught my eye, but I had to decide that I'm already in something. The fact that you enter my marriage does not change your does not change the way you are. Wow. Marriage just, you know, helps you to remain disciplined. You are still going to probably like other people. It's going to probably happen. Somebody that is more beautiful, someone that has. Would maybe attract you, but there is discipline. This is where discipline comes.
You don't think it's biology?
I don't want to say there's no scientific, it has not been proven scientifically, so we cannot assume that it is biology. But then, actually, if you think about it, human beings
because,
are wired like that.
Sorry to cut in. There's this thing I have been told, and it has been proven theoretically. Practically and all, that if you stay with someone for too long, say like 21 days or more than that, like both of you converse on a regular, uninterrupted, there's a huge chance, 90%, that you're going to fall for that person, even if you're engaged with another person. So now you tell me, is it not biology?
It is. Now I get it is, but are you going to act on those feelings now? That is where discipline comes. Are you going to act on it? If you're in a space with somebody that is not the person you're engaged with for 21 days, are you communicating with your partner around that time? Or people are just locked up in this space? I don't get it. It's not like you guys are locked up. You can, because, okay, now we've, okay, we understand, okay, we're calling this biology, yes?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not a doctor. You are the doctor.
Well, okay, let's agree to call it biology.
Okay.
So I know that, okay, if I stay with this person that is not my partner, for 21 days, maybe work just keeps us together. I can direct our communication. Like, I can censor it, like I can put it in a box where we're not, you know, I can, because the thing is, we let ourselves get carried away. You know that this is not the person that you're supposed to be with. But like you said, if you talk to the person for that long, you start liking them, and then cut the conversation short. If it's not about work, you leave. That's like discipline. I think in every relationship, everything, discipline like comes hand in hand.
Yeah,
if I catch myself, I'm laughing too much with this person that's not my partner, I'm packing my load and I'm going. Not like I was
Wait. Hold on, Shay. So if you're laughing too much with me, you'll pack your load and not talk to me again.
I'll be going.
Jesus.
That is too much.
Hey, so I just had to cut in there. Now, you know, there was this series I saw the other day, I think during COVID or thereabout. Now, this young lady, she wasn't into the whole open relationship kind of thing, but, you know, the guy who she was supposedly dating was into it. Now, the guy didn't tell her that, babe, I'm open.
Yeah,
we can see each other. We can see whoever we want to see. So at some point, the lady discovered and she confronted him. And the guy said, okay, well, now that you know, do you want to leave or you want to join? Now, because of the love this babe had for the guy, she thought about it for a while. She cried. But, you know, which brings me to this. She was scared of being single. So she decided, I'm just in until I find someone. Now, the question I want to ask is, do you think being single or being scared of falling out of a relationship that is going to kill you pushes a lot of people into open relationship? Like, well, I can have a taste of this, I can have a taste of that. And the other question is, you know, guys, they always like to say that you cannot, it's not possible for you to be eating rice every day. You have to have variety. You have to have variety. Try amala. For those who don't eat eba, try semo. Try pounded yam. Oh, pounded yam, I've been trending lately. Try pounded yam. You know, and all of that. Do you think singleness, you know, being scared of being single, or variety pushes people into it?
Yes, I think the fear of being single pushes people into more stuff than even open relationship. And that actually comes from deep insecurity when you think about it. And that is why it's often, like, it is recommended that you are happy as a single person, you are secure as a single person before you enter a relationship, because it's because you are, one, is over dependent on the relationship. That's why you think that leaving a space that they're not treating you the way you should be treated, it's better than being alone. That means you don't even value your aloneness, like you don't enjoy being single. So I agree. The fear of being single has actually pushed people into more stuff than open relationships. Like, they take rubbish. And you know, this example that you gave of a woman taking it, I don't see men agreeing to such terms easily. Especially if it's not fully beneficial for them. Because I will ask you now, did she also open herself, or he was the only one that was open in the situation?
He was the only one at some point, and then, you know.
He was the only one.
Yeah. Abina, but I mean, sorry for Yoruba, I cannot stop speaking it. But I can't leave this dude. He's fine. Like I can't be single. Jeez.
So that
fucking
handsome.
Well, he's what? Tall. He's dark. He's handsome. He's well built.
I mean, those were our reasons. Well, those are very superficial reasons. So I won't even talk about it.
I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, I mean, looks are very superficial. I mean, Pastor Kingston says something like, if you meet a couple and you ask them what is the thing that has made their marriage work for so long, the husband will not say because I'm tall. It's not the tall macho voice. I know. A lot of other things like discipline, the ground of commitment, like a lot of things that make a relationship work. And it's not even that she's not even thinking about the way he loves her. Maybe he loves her in a particular way. It's just his looks. Mm. Well, that she's looking for, I don't know. Thank God it's a movie or it was a series.
Well, before you answer the other question, or before we talk about the other question that I asked about varieties.
Yeah.
Let me put you on the spot. Have you ever been scared of being in of being single? I don't want to say open a relationship because you can never be in a... Are you serious?
Yes, I have. Yes. I mean, when I was in the university, I entered university at a very young age. I was in the university by... And I entered a relationship, and this relationship lasted for like 3 years.
Wow.
And this person was cheating me like at different times. I have the story on my podcast, actually, like my epic story time. And this person was cheating on me, but I kept forgiving them. One of the reasons was because
Wait, you said them? I'm sorry.
Oh my God, no, him.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
This person was cheating, but I kept forgiving them because
you are still saying them.
This person was cheating on me, but I kept forgiving him. Oh, I keep saying him. I'm saying him.
Yeah, him. You were saying them, and I'm like, okay. Them bawo kill my soba. All right,
I'm
you're saying.
Player,
yes. Okay.
And at the end of the day, the fear was from the. Yeah, insecurity, like of being alone, the fear of being alone. Another fear was people have already seen us together. How do I tell people that we're no longer together? People did not know, like, nobody knew that I'm through all this while in the relationship. And this kind of made me stay for the longest time. Until I was just like, I'm not doing it again. I can't take this anymore. Wow. And I realized that my fears were, those fears that they just limit you, legit, because there's so much, like, but there are better things on the other side of the rubbish that I would have, like, the rubbish that you might be enduring. If the one is not treating you the way you want to be treated, you move, you leave. It's actually a lie that you tell yourself that, how will I, let's think about it. You're thinking, never find someone like this. You don't even want somebody like this. Somebody is treating you like this. You don't want somebody like this. No,
it's hard. It's hard to leave. It's hard to leave, you know?
It's hard to leave because sometimes you feel like you've invested your time, maybe you've invested money, you've invested yourself, maybe you've given some things you should not have given. There's redemption for you.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Go and say
like,
no more.
You can leave. It doesn't matter what you've given in that place. That's one thing I've learned as a child of God. Like, it doesn't matter what you've given in that place. There's redemption for you. Pack your things and go. And if you're struggling to leave, don't leave by yourself. Have a community, people that will actually help you live, and they will hold you accountable to your living. Sometimes you just live on your own and then you pop back together the next day. But you know, when you involve like your friends, like maybe spiritual guys, like people around you that can hold you accountable to, like, oh, hope you're not still talking to that guy, and you are vulnerable with them, you're actually honest. Help you. It's not exactly easy to leave, but it's always better when you leave. People have lost their lives. People have committed suicide. And in fact, it's so annoying to think about it now. Because, like, even when you think about people, I always, like, I try to say it, like, there's always something better on the other side. The only reason why you are still here is because you're just so focused on what is happening now. You're not thinking about the future. And if you're thinking about the future, you realize that if you actually end up with this bad person, you're not just ending up with a husband, ending up with a father to your children. So, like, you have to think about about your future at the end of the day and stop thinking about the now. So, you know, my future with this person does not really fit in. And then you move, I guess.
I could tell how crazy it was. But hey, moving on. I'm not going to talk about it, so I don't spike memories.
Oh, no. I actually am okay. I'm fine.
Ah, oh, yeah. Omo lomo.
We can talk about it as much as we want to. I mean, I talk about it as much as I get the chance to.
All right. Okay, so speaking about varieties, this is one key factor that, you know, that I know about this, that has pushed a lot of people into open relationship. They want, especially guys. I will be speaking for the guys because a lot of them find it hard to be disciplined and kill the human nature. Because I feel it is just natural for you to see one thing. I apologize for using the word thing for the female version.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's easy for you to see a fine woman and you want to stick with her. And then you see another fine woman and you're like, this is rice. Especially when they are all rice and you're like, this is jollof. This is fried. This is coconut. This is basmati. Come on, man. I'm not going to stick with... I just want to have everything. Do you understand? And it's now sad if the rice also, or the rices, if that's the word, if the rice or all of them want you at the same time. And then you're all going. And I, you know, sometimes when I think about it, I'm just like, man, you're just cheating. Like, there's no other word for it than you just being cheating. You're just being a cheater. But some people will tell you, no, I'm not cheating. Especially, I have friends who have... I have friends who have said that, Dio, you cannot. You are just fooling yourself. You cannot stick with one girl. You have to enjoy the varieties, especially in your youth. Because it is more common among the youth than the adult. Even Gen Z is going are still learning. Do you understand? So I don't want to use disgusting because aside the fact that you're contracting some things that you're not supposed to contract, you're just killing yourself gradually.
Yeah. Am I supposed to try me now?
Yeah, you're supposed to try you now.
Thank God, I think you do. I like the way you narrowed it down to like it's been mainly men that have this problem.
Yeah, that I've seen.
Like, it comes from the place of Ojukokoro. That's it. That's just what it is. Because, well, I mean.
Wait, let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite meal? I like to use food as example because I like food. Do you have a favorite meal?
Yeah.
Not amalabi.
No, my favorite meal is not amalabi anymore. It used
to be. Now imagine you having your favorite meal every day. That's what the analogy is. You get tired of it. It would be amazing.
Wait, do you know, I think, okay, yes. This is now, what do you mean by having? Because if we're talking about like having sex with the same person, is that what we mean?
No. Everything, sex, benefits, everything that comes with open relationship.
Okay, very interesting.
Everything.
Then again, it falls back to Ojukokoro. Because here's the thing. Amala and Egwedu is my favorite food, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. Let's break it down. I can have amala vegan. I can have it every day. Here's how. Because I can have it mixed with something else. Where is amala? Amala is from me. Some days I can have the yam. The amala came from. I'm being realistic. Some days I can have yam and I'll add egg. Spice things up. It's because you don't see you are just, I think you won't limit their partner in their head. Your partner can be a lot of things. Your partner can be a lot of flavors mixed together. Your partner is just not one, like, cannot just not one mixture. Like, she can mix it up. He can mix it up. He can be, you know, this person today, different, another person today, tomorrow, you know. They can mix it up, but you just limit your partner to seeing them as just that one person. I mean, I can decide to have boiled yam today. I can decide to have fried yam tomorrow. At the end of the day, when you think about eating all these different food, it is still satisfaction. Of course, there's that initial taste that you have when you eat something new. But at the end of the day, the effect is the same. You are filled up.
Yeah, true, true.
You are filled up. Whether you eat this, whether you eat that, you are filled up. So, there is no...
Continue.
If the whole, the aim and the, everything is to be filled up, then I don't get it. Like, that's what I don't understand. Because it's still, if it is communication, if it is I don't see how communicating with one person is problematic, how it can get boring. Because I don't want to be, as a person, like, I will not be giving my gist to, like, different people. It doesn't make any sense. If you are with somebody, you should be able, it should not be even tiring to even want to talk to the person morning, afternoon, and night. But if, as an individual, that's why I feel like most times it's not about just the benefits. It is mostly about sex. When somebody says, I want variety, they are mostly referring to sex.
Yeah.
They are mostly referring to, and if you think about this, it is still the same thing. You are going to orgasm at the end of the day. I don't know if there are different types of orgasms elsewhere. Maybe the styles that the person gives to that person that makes them go crazy. But at the end of the day, the outcome is still the same. So stick in one place. And of course, I don't even recommend, in fact, I'm definitely against premarital sex. So, you know, you wait till your marriage and then you will see that the person they are with is the best. And we'll be the best at it. And if they are not the best at it, you mix them with something else. You know, you discuss it. You talk about how things can be better. How, oh, my darling wife, you can serve me fried rice tomorrow. You can serve me jollof tomorrow. Like, you discuss it. Not just like the next move should not be, I want variety. I want to go outside and go and have... Right. I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense.
It really does. And speaking of marriage, you know, it's funny that a lot of people are into open marriages also. I'm married to this person, but hey, the next day, oh, yeah, meet my girlfriend. I'm like, but you're married to this person. what's happening? What's going on? I'm lost. You understand? And it's crazy that you can't even stop it. You can't define what exactly is going on. But hey, we just hope that to everyone listening right now that they can actually get a better understanding of what they are getting into, because there's so much confusion in the air right now, and a lot of people are just confused about so many things. I just hope that, you know, confusion is cleared.
Yeah, people should stop adapting different cultures that are against their faith.
No, he's actually real. It's saddening.
Learn about commitment before you enter into a marriage. Like, some people don't understand commitment and they just go and get married. Like, you need to understand what commitment is. You just can't wake up one morning and somebody wore one skirt in front of you. You want to follow them and go. Many people don't understand what commitment is, because commitment is you staying despite, you know, however you are feeling, despite, you know, maybe you don't feel all butterflies. Because trust me, it's not every day in your relationship or every day in your marriage that you're going to have butterflies. It's not every day you're going to love your spouse on the 100. But you are committed to that person.
You are. Now, I'll chip in something from Oluwaseyi Omishakin's video that I saw the other day. She said, if you want to be, you know, she didn't talk about commitment, but commitment came to my head. She was saying that it's about, if you keep telling people, especially guys, that you look familiar, it gets boring, so you have to change the game. Before the end of this podcast, I will be changing the game for her. She might just be the raisin in my cake very soon. And I'm like, oh, you're supposed to laugh now.
I'm not. I didn't expect that. I was like, okay, where is this going?
Okay, so thank you very, very much. Before I let you go, as usual, first off, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm very good. I didn't go to work today, so I'm good.
No wonder. That's the... Nice. I'm not going to say any other thing. You have any random thoughts in your head right now?
I don't.
You just want to go back to bed?
Oh, I'm not going back to bed. I have work to do. I have some deadlines, but
okay.
At least that's the comfort of my home, so it makes it nice. No pressure.
No pressure at all. Thank you so, so much. Need I say again? Shay has a podcast, and it's called Talk the Talk. And yes, you can catch all of our hilarious real-time, the real face of Oluwase, the beautiful face that I've been talking about. You can catch her on TikTok and Instagram with Oluwase Omishaki. You can catch it on it. Trust me, as much as I click the like, I wish I could click like 100 times whenever she talks. All right, thank you so much. now you see that I'm not doing the, your face looks familiar. But actually, your name actually sounds very familiar. Okay, Moon, it's all right, Mo. All right, villagers, till we meet again. This is Shay saying thank you, right? Or you want to say it yourself?
Yeah, thank you. No, thank you. I'm okay. You can round up.
All right, thank you, and have a lovely day. Bye.
Bye.
And that's how the cookie crumbles. If there's a better way for me to say that you should reduce the amount of things or culture you imbibe into yourself, if there's a better way for me to say it, I will be saying it. Open relationship, it's just another word for cheating. If you want to cheat, go out and cheat. No one is going to hold you. Whatever consequences that happens afterwards, you get to face it yourself. And if you're thinking contract marriage is what you want to do, say you want to travel, say you want to have one thing or the other, hey, all well and good, it's just you. But let it be known that whatever consequences that happens, you will live by it. So would you rather face the consequence or stop right now? It's just how it is. All right, it has been fun, and I do hope you've learned one or two things from this particular episode. I want to say thank you to Oluwase. Beautiful lady, beautiful voice, beautiful personality, even though I don't know her very well, but I could tell you with this short conversation, I feel like I've known her a long time. Beautiful personality, thank you for coming on board. And to you, I want to say thank you to my villagers. Thank you so, so much. Remember to share, remember to like, remember to comment, remember to tell me what you think about it. And to our new time villagers, I want to say welcome to the village.
Extra, extra, read all about it!
Now listen. Hi, that sounds too cliche. Well, cliche, like some people would say, if that's a word. Have you heard of that guy called Dio? Yeah, that guy called Dio. He's a podcaster, a broadcaster, a voiceover artist, a foodie. He's not fat. And yes, he's a consultant. Do you want to have a podcast? Do you want to go into broadcasting? Do you want to do voiceovers, or you want a voice for your brand or company or product, or you're looking for a hangout spot for your company, for yourself, for a picnic, for anything? You're looking for a place to chill out, you're looking for that shortlet, you're looking for that fine apartment, and that's where he comes in, or you're looking for that food, that game you can have with your friends, or you're looking for an MC. Now this is your guy, that guy called Dio. You should check him out. At Dial Buttons, at Plugged In Village, at Solomon's Town. You should. You will thank me later. That guy called Dial.